Hello, my name's Roger Watson, and welcome to the Jan Podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an editor-in-chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the Jan Podcast of
15th of April 2018. I say introduction, you say background. This is Roger Watson, the editor-in-chief of Jan. This is a podcast from a piece published in Nurse, Author and Editor, 2018, Volume 28, Issue 1, and Number 4 in that issue, which is online. Nurse, Author and Editor is free to subscribe to. Google it and enter your name and your email, and you can register and receive the contents on a regular basis. I think the introduction and the background to an academic paper are different, but both are essential. Some journals do not specify either, some only specify one. My journals, Journal of Advanced Nursing and Nursing Open, specify both, and I'm often asked to explain the difference. So let's dive in. First, whether or not a journal specifies either or none as main headers, it is still in the gift of the author to provide introduction and background as subheadings. The introduction comes first and is relatively short. I recommend no more than 500 words, which sets the study you are reporting in its widest context. The context can be policy, practice, education, or previous research. The introduction should anchor the study in the mind of the reader. Remember, the first reader is the editor and the next ones are the reviewers, as being relevant, justified and likely to provide useful information. Therefore, the introduction is the place to say why the study was important, what it addressed and why you did it. There's no need to support statements in the introduction with too many references. One or two key references, such as government policy documents related to nursing and a seminal piece of research related to that, are all that's required. If you can introduce an international element to the introduction, then this will increase the value of your manuscript in the eyes of the editor and reviewers, especially in journals that purport to be international. The study you carried out may well be national, local, or confined to one clinical centre, but think how you can make your study of interest to someone in another country. How may it help them to address their situation? To the background, well, where the introduction sets your work in its widest context, the background is the place to begin to focus on what specifically you investigated. Essentially, the background is a literature review, but not a systematic literature review. You have the luxury of being quite selective but balanced here, and to use the available literature to justify your work. Keep in mind that it's very important to synthesise the research in this section. You don't want to have a laundry list of research articles with a one-paragraph synopsis of each. As Schellenberger notes, synthesis requires decision-making, analysis, evaluation, and creation of new material, all rather high levels of thinking. Summarising the literature effectively is a skill that can be learned and takes constant practice to do well. It's assumed that you know the literature well and have found a line of inquiry which has led you to your specific research question. Therefore, the background should follow naturally from the introduction, and while you can continue to cite, for example, policy or research documents, you should be explaining here what is already known about your topic and what gaps remain to be filled. Naturally, that should lead you to state clearly what gaps your study intends to fill. Having set the scene for your work, the background should end with your research question, and this should logically be derived from the knowledge of and gaps in the existing literature. By research question, I mean an interrogative statement ending with a question mark. A research question is not a restatement of the aims or objectives of the study. A research question is essential as it lets the reader know exactly what it is you investigated. It is also important because your design and subsequently your methods should stem directly from your research question or questions. All that follows from the introduction and background is a mirror image of those sections. The design and methods should reflect directly the background section. The results section, the most focused and pivotal aspect of a manuscript, precedes the discussion, which should then reflect, partly, the background, but ultimately, the introduction. Some of the literature you will bring into the discussion will be from the introduction and background sections, so this final section of the manuscript will refer back to the ideas and the problems raised in the introduction and provide the reader with an impression of whether or not and to what extent you have addressed the issues. In the discussion, you will compare and contrast your findings with the prior literature that you cited, mostly found in the background. Were your findings congruent with prior research? Were the findings discordant? Both of these questions should be thoughtfully discussed and conclusions drawn based on evidence, both what you learn from your study as well as findings reported previously. Last, how do your findings extend what was previously known? Keep in mind that the discussion should be the most interesting section of the paper, and is the part where you can most freely write about your ideas, thoughts, and conceptualizations without having reference citations at the end of every sentence. Still, keep in mind that you cannot go off on wild flights of fancy, and you need to keep everything grounded in the context of prior research and what your study provides as new knowledge. The opening sections of an academic article are as important as the opening lines of a novel, so craft these well. Read them over yourself, especially after the manuscript is complete. Ensure that you're introducing what you actually wrote about and not what you thought you were going to write about, and this may have changed in the process of writing the manuscript. Finally, have someone else read your background and introduction and see if they grab them and convey what the article is really about. If not, then be prepared to edit it until it does.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.
Between Pages, Memories, Pressed.